No.
This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review, and I'm at Assembly Roxy talking to Muriel Ramanez and Maureen Beattie from Stella Quines, who have the trilogy by Jennifer Tremblay running here at Roxy till the end of the festival. And I'm interested in the background of Stella Quines and the whole focus on women's stories and women's voices.
Well, Stella Quines was started up about 22 years ago because all of us were actresses and we felt that we weren't getting the work that we needed to get at that point. We were about kind of around our 40s, and Stella Quines was really set up to look at women in theatre in Scotland, really, to tell you the truth. I suppose what I'm interested in is new writing. We have done in the past some already original plays, Memory of Water we did, we did some Perfect Pie, which Maureen in fact directed. We've done quite a lot of other work, original work, but on the whole I'm more interested in new writing and particularly writing from Quebec. There's a great synergy between the work of writers in Quebec and Scotland. I don't know if you know, but Michel Tremblay, the writer, has had lots of his productions done in Scotland. There's a kind of the energy of the language is very similar to that of Scotland. So,
I'm looking to Maureen to see if you got what you want to add to the.
Well, basically, I mean, the thing about Stella Quines, which for those who are not Scottish speakers, as it were, Stella is fairly easy to understand. Is it starry or star-like? And a quine is a woman or a girl, so they're like star-like women is what Stella Quines means. And I think that's it's a company which is to do with not just women who are acting or directing and in those positions which tend to get the praise and the interest and the public eye, but for people in all walks of all the theatre arts, in design, in lighting, in writing, in acting, in directing, in everything you can imagine, all the stage management, trying to employ women, not exclusively, which is one of the wonderful things I think about Stella Quines, which is that it's a very healthy mixture of the male and the female, and I think that's really important. Of course, there are some fabulous female-only companies, and that's wonderful, and that's their role, but it's not what Stella Quines are setting out to do. And I think that's fabulous. I've been a fan of Stella Quines, well, and indeed Muriel, as long as I can remember. I would point out the wonderful thing, which is that a Stella Quines initiative, which is called Rehearsal Room. And this year, what is it this year? You'll be doing your 27th?
No idea. I'm sorry.
It's something like that. Anyway, over the years, I think it happens twice a year, does it? Rehearsal Room. And what it is it depends, you know, it's to do with money and resources and spaces, but a couple of plays will be given voices. They will, with luck, be given a wee bit of a workshoppy thing in the morning or a whole day sometimes if you're lucky, and then they will just be put in front of an audience and let an audience hear them and hear what and then have a chat afterwards, a good in-depth discussion afterwards. And I think this, in a world where there are so many wonderful plays out there, actually male and female writers who are just, you know, never getting a chance to have their voices heard in the way they want, i.e. on a stage or in a performance space, it's a really wonderful thing. And many, many things that have been done by the rehearsal rooms have then gone on to have full productions. And in fact, that's how The List, which is the play that you've seen of the three that we're doing at the Assembly Roxy, and which is her, in my view, I mean, it's a bit like talking about your children, they are all wonderful in their different ways, but The List is her masterpiece, I believe. And we won everything that was going. It was just fantastic, and indeed won Best Production at the Critics Awards for Theatre in Scotland. And that's a real that's a really wonderful thing, because it's a one person show, and it's just all these wonderful elements coming together to form something like a little perfect little nut. As I say, yes, we tried The List out in front of an audience at the Traverse Theatre and were overwhelmed by the response. And so that was for that was us off and running then, you know, to do it. And then the rest of the trilogy came after.
Well, Muriel, you were saying before we started about the particular link with Quebec and, yes, and Canada.
Well, about a very long time ago, I was in a production by Michel Tremblay of Les Belles Sœurs, The Good Sisters, which Michael Boyd took to Montreal and Toronto. A huge success, and I suppose I got bitten by the bug. I met a lot of playwrights and talked to a lot of theatre people in Quebec. And 2 years ago, we did a collaboration of artists from Quebec and artists from Scotland working together, and we rehearsed and opened a show in two languages in Quebec, in Montreal, which we then brought to the Traverse. So it was a really true collaboration, international collaboration. So, and out of that has come Jennifer Trombley's piece. There are other plays which I want to do as well.
As I was going to ask you about looking forward in terms of this encouraging new voices and the kind of plans and things that are coming up, and your advice to people like me who is a new writer.
That's not my... I wish I could help, but it's not my expert area, I'm afraid.
I think that is a problem. It's a huge problem in Scotland at the moment, because one major area where new writing is put forward is actually the Arches in Glasgow, and it's now closed. And that's what I was saying to you earlier, that in fact all the doors are closed to the up-and-coming artists at the moment, because in a way, the people who actually have got the money, who could actually open their doors, you know, are the ones that have got core funding, the buildings. And actually it's about time for everybody to start embracing the up-and-coming artists. Otherwise we won't have a future, you know. And what happens is they're kind of consigned to small little rooms somewhere where nobody ever sees them.
Usually above a pub somewhere in,
that's right,
well, in my case, in South London.
There's a pub theatre in Leith, actually, is roaring trade. But how will they move forward, you know?
Yeah.
One of the things we have, of course, in Scotland, not in Edinburgh, but in Glasgow, although it does come, some of them do come through to Edinburgh, is the wonderful Orrin Moore, A Play, A Pie and a Pint. I mean, that is fantastic, because that's every single piece that they do, apart from the classic cuts, which of course is a specific thing, which is taking classic plays and cutting them down to underneath the hour so that they can run at, or I think they're allowed a little bit longer, doesn't matter, but and that's another task for a writer, to condense a masterpiece, a classic masterpiece. But actually, what is it, something like 32 new plays? All right, they're lunchtime plays, they don't last more than an hour, but 32 new plays get done every single year because of that. It's that's phenomenal, that's wonderful, and as you said, where does it go from then? But hey, you know, it's a start.
Yeah. I think we need to have more labs, we need to have more laboratories where, you know, people, actors, everywhere, directors. We had a young director on this who actually, you know, was as bright as a button, but hasn't got, and is working very hard to make a future for herself, but very difficult in a community you don't really know. I mean, it's quite shocked me, really. She didn't know that many people in Scotland where she's living now, you know. Anyway, I think that's certainly the back of my head all the time. What can we do? And we will do it through rehearsal room, because in fact what you're talking about in relationship to Orrin Moore is Orrin Moore are often people who are quite established already, quite well known. It's the ones who are not known at all that I'm thinking about, you know.
Well, thank you very, very much. I think there's actually in there, there's some suggestions and places for those of us who are new to look. So thank you very much, Muriel and Maureen from Stella Quines. And all the best for the rest of the run.
Just as a little postscript, what I would say to any aspiring writers out there, actors like to act. We really like to ply our craft, and we like to try out new things and everything. So really don't be afraid about getting together with some acting chums or an actor chum and saying, could you put a few... I'm asked this regularly, and I regularly do it together. And we get together either in my flat in London, or we go to somebody else's flat, wherever, and we just sit round and we read out loud a writer's work for them. And it's a massive step forward to hear your work being, as you will know, being read. So I would just say that one piece of advice: don't be frightened to ask and get people to sit round a table and speak your words out loud, because you'll learn a lot and you never know what might happen.
I think that's excellent advice. Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you for giving me your time.
Thank you.